going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Always a delight to get a chance to talk to Coach Wanstead. And Dave, it's been a couple days since we've been able to talk it over, so it's a delight to have you here in studio this morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm great. Yeah, no, I've had a great week up here in Chicago. You know, did a little bit of radio, a little bit of TV, and it's perfect. Now it's going to be 80 degrees, and I got to leave tomorrow.
Got to leave town now. Yeah, it's way too warm. So what did you think overall of the Bears' draft? And before we get to specific picks and guys that you may be more familiar with than others, what did you think if you are evaluating the Bears and Ryan Poles' fourth draft, which quickly became Ben Johnson's first, what'd you think?
I thought it was a good, solid draft. I would put it in those terms, you know. I thought it was a winning draft. I mean, they addressed, obviously, a little bit of everything if you just look at the positions. But they got a couple guys. I mean, their first two picks, and I'm a big fan of the offensive lineman, Tripillo. Is that how you pronounce his name? Tripillo?
Tripillo,
Ozzie. I'm a big fan of his, too. So I would say their first three picks are all guys that that got a chance to make a difference. I mean, I really do. And then from there, you know, the defensive lineman guy, you know, not just to go quick here, he's an aggressive, tough guy. You know, can he make enough plays? You know, it depends on how they're going to use him. And then from there, the linebacker, you know, anytime you get a linebacker, the first question that you should ask yourself, is this guy going to be a core special teams guy? And I kind of compare him to Sanborn and say, I don't think he's as good a linebacker. He's not as Sanborn, but he is faster.
More athletic.
And more athletic.
He can fly.
And he can fly.
Talking about Ruben Hippolyte.
Yeah, he can fly. So he should be a good special teams guy. And if he can be a backup linebacker and a special teams guy, then you got a good player. And I like the Newman guy. I'll tell you what, doing the Big Ten TV every week, this guy at Michigan State, talking to people up there, they felt the same thing. They said, he is an athlete. He can play guard. He can play center. He can play tackle. So, I mean, he could end up being a fine. And then our guy, Kyle Monongai from Rutgers. I'm a fan of his. I would have liked to have seen the Bears. I guess the only thing is, I just know that a running back and running the ball is critical to this style of offense. Critical. And between the tackles running the ball. And he can do that. He can do that. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised at the end of the day if he doesn't surface as being a heck of a lot better than what perception is right now.
Interesting. Yeah. Seventh-round picks seldom do that. But now, ironically enough, Pacheco – wasn't he a seventh-round pick from Rutgers?
Yes, he was.
And he did what he does with the Chiefs. You know him from a Big Ten analyst perspective, but also Greg Schiano, one of your good friends, was his head coach at Rutgers. Is he at 5'9", 210 pounds, or whatever he's listed at, 4'6", 40, Dave? Does he have the speed to run away from NFL defensive backs.
That's, no, he doesn't have the speed to run away, but I'll tell you what, he is quicker than he is fast. And when we see this kid play, and this guy, I was up at Rutgers during training camp last year, and I actually talked to him, and he, Greg loves him. I mean, this is a five-year guy. This is a committed guy. This is a tough guy that will run between the tackles, and he's going to hold on to the football, and he's going to make positive yards. He will move the chains for you. I'm kind of a fan of his. I mean, as tough as Rutgers had it the last couple of years, I mean, the guy was the second leading rusher in the Big Ten last year. Come on. There's some. We had three backs go in the first two rounds from the Big Ten.
I know.
And this guy was the second leading rusher. So this guy is a football player. He's going to make the team, and he's going to contribute and contribute early. You watch this.
Molly, what do you think of that?
Yeah, I'm going to wait and see. I'm going to be very interested to see how it works out. I've been, Dave, I was saying, I feel like maybe there are older or injured running backs out there that may be added to this roster before it's all said and done.
I kind of like that, Molly. I like that idea, absolutely. We'll see what happens. But that's got to be critical if they're going to run, and they've taken a big step with the offensive line. They've taken a step by adding Colson at tight end. You know, the one thing about Colson, I just want to get this out there. You got to remember, this kid goes from, Idaho, is that where he's from, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Idaho.
Gooding, Idaho.
To Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
And he lines up as a freshman for Jim Harbaugh. I mean, Jim runs a pro, get your hands dirty and hit you in the mouth offense. For this kid to be a contributor and be all freshman, all Big Ten on the freshman team, the tight end that they picked, this guy, that's a lot to accomplish for anybody. So, you know, you got to look at the history. I would throw out, I'm a big fan of Ty Warren's, you know that, Molly, okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
And, but, you know, if you look at 1 year, Ty Warren is your guy. But if you look at the history of the player, then our man Colson, you know, has done it year in and year out. And this year it was shambles at Michigan.
Bad quarterback play.
Oh, God.
And an injury he played through.
And an injury. I mean, throw out both years and then look and say, what have they accomplished? And you got to show off a real good
Dave,
football
Olin,
player.
Dave, Olin told us that when you watch tape of the kid, you can see him wincing. Not in different plays when he
favoring his shoulder,
yeah. When he goes down,
yes.
Hitting the ground, it hurts him like he is injured and playing hurt, and they could not use him in line because he had this shoulder injury. So he's most of the time doing stuff on the outside because they couldn't use him the way they wanted to because the guy was, you know, needed a surgery.
And he, the two guys they got between him and the burn guy, they got two guys that are big-time guys after the catch. You know what I mean? And that's what you got to have.
Matchup nightmares.
Matchup. You know, I remember when I was at the Dolphins and the Patriots had Hernandez and they had Gronk.
Yeah.
And they used them, and all of a sudden they're both in line, on the line of scrimmage. Picture that. Okay, you know, hey, we better get some linebackers in there and we got to defend a run, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden they shift them out. And now they're both lined up.
Matchup nightmares.
And now we don't have a linebacker that can cover Gronk.
Yeah.
So now you got to try to get a safety in there. I mean, some of the stuff that Ben does is very difficult schematically on a defense. You got to really take some chances and say it's run, it's pass, whatever the situation might be.
But if you look at the Bears now in their passing game, which became more dynamic over the weekend, you've got DJ Moore, you've got Luther Burden, you've got Roma Dunze, you've got Colston Loveland, and then, the guy we're paying $9.9 million is Cole Kmet. He's your fifth option in the passing game, Dave. I wonder what that means for his future and how he will welcome this news. Even though the Bears' offense got better, it is different, and prioritizing where he is on the list of priorities in the passing game has changed.
Yeah, it has. It has, but I think it's changed in his favor. You know, we've gone from everybody, you know, all this week I heard people say, well, we never get the ball to Kmet. Last year we were a wide receiver on the edge type of offense. The tight end wasn't a major factor for Caleb. It really wasn't. And he's proven to us, at least to me, that he can make the difficult catch in a crowd and hold on to the ball. I think he's going to be fine. I really do. I think that, you know, it's going to be good for him. He's going to have to strap it on like all these guys, and they're going to have to improve. The competition is going to bring out the best, and I think, you know, knowing his dad and the family at Comet, I mean, this kid's going to rise up, and he's going to meet this challenge.
Yeah, Frank played for you.
He
right?
did. He
yeah,
did. He did.
I remember him. Help me out, Dave. So, you know, am I...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Overstating it if I say that a running back is more important to play action than a left tackle. In other words, if you're lining up under center and you're trying to move as quickly as you move with faking a run and throwing the football off the line of scrimmage, don't you need the running back as much as you would need? The left tackle comes into play when you want to drop here and there.
Yes.
But the running back is huge for play action.
If you don't have a threat at the running back, a real threat, then I'm not going to call a defense where I'm going to be defending the run. You know what I mean? We're going to get you then.
Yep.
If you got a running back and the quarterback goes back to hand the ball off to him and he's a real running back, you are playing the run. And it makes the offensive line's job easy because they're playing run and all of a sudden it drops back and throws the ball and they don't have time to get there. I don't think the left tackle is as critical today. You know, I gave you guys the getting stats. You know what I mean? The pro thing that there hasn't been a left tackle that's played at a blue level in the last 10 years in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Played at a blue level. There has been centers. Centers has been the one position that has played the highest level year in and year out in the last 10 years at the Super Bowl. And the other side, when you're throwing the ball's coming out quick. You know, if you're running it, you're not going to, you shouldn't end up in real long situation.
If that's true, and I think you could argue that because I do believe that left tackle is a premium position for a reason,
we're just talking about play action.
It's a good philosophical argument, but if that's the case, then why did the Bears wait until the seventh round to take a running back?
I don't know. That would be, if I was sitting down with Ryan, that would be the one question I would ask him, you know?
He explained, or his reasoning was that there are times during drafts where there are pockets where you don't fit. In other words, he was looking at clouds of running backs, and then when one of them wasn't where he was picking, he opted to move back because he was going to pick one there, but then they got taken they weren't there.
I could see that. I could definitely see that.
But at some point, you'll have to create
the
a
Bears
pocket.
Went
David
from,
wants you to sew one.
Sew a pocket. Get out the needle and thread. The Bears went from creating this citywide debate over drafting a running back too early, moving up to draft Ashton Jeanty, to us discussing on Monday morning why they didn't get one until the seventh round. So it was almost like they were over-prioritizing the position by going too far. Now they kind of like forgot about the spot
and they waited good. Too long.
If we can't go up to six and get one, then we're not going to take one.
Yeah, somewhere
no,
between.
But you can't. I hear what Ryan's saying. You can get trapped, just like. And I hate to use the word trapped, just like with Luther Burden. You know, he's sitting there. Picture it. We're sitting in the board. It's happened to me numerous times. And we're looking at a running back. Let's just say that.
Yes.
And we're saying this is the best. And all of a sudden, all of our first-round grades are going. Oh, God, we got two guys up here with first-round high grades on, and they're not drafted. You know, I don't like the word value, but now you're taking a great, talented player that's proven yes. it, and you say, well, we'll get a running back later and it doesn't happen. Well, I mean, I've been involved in those and you know, that's the one thing that you don't know. Think about this, guys. Last year there were the earliest running back in the Big Ten conference, and I say that up because our listeners, was Blake Corum. Blake Corum went in the third round.
Yeah.
This year there were three running backs from the Big Ten taken before the end of the second round.
Well, the Bears were at 39, and right before them, Travion Henderson at 38 went to the Patriots, and 36, Quinshon Judkins went to the Browns.
Yep.
Those are the two guys they were looking at.
And Mike Tomlin jumped up there. How about with Caleb Johnson, the kid from Iowa? When did they take him?
Third round.
That was a third rounder. Oh, okay.
That's the kind of thing, as much as you appreciate trading down and not overvaluating a player, jump up and grab one if you got to have that position.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.